You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Got Niamh on the line. Morena, how are you this morning?
Good. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, such a pleasure. Congrats. You've got a brand new single out, Could I Reset? This is the second one you've been working on with old mate SJD, and you're busy kind of hustling towards an album at this point. How are you feeling about the project as it's gearing up?
Good. We haven't really gotten into it yet. I'm sort of just writing songs and gathering them together. I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good about the songs, but we're not in the thick of it yet.
Not in the crunchy part. I think that's quite nice, though, to be able to give yourself some breathing room for letting the tracks become the thing that they are and seeing how that's going to, I guess, shape the things you're interested in and thinking about for this project. We talked about it when you released Living In 2, but it feels like working with SJD has been a really interesting process and quite a useful process for, helping shape a bit of the sound of this record. What does it look like when you're, collaborating?
So far it's just been, he lives just up the road from me, so I just pop over, listen to what he's working on, and we're just sort of back and forth, or just sending recordings back and forth with feedback, and that's what it looks like so far.
There's nothing handier than having a talented neighbour.
Totally, it's been really handy. Yeah,
I always feel like coming out of Dunedin, there's such interesting sounds because the community is so tightly knit. I mean, the community in all of New Zealand is tightly knit, but in Dunedin, there's a particular kind of energy to the way that music seems to be made. And there's something of that, beautiful harbour in the hills and the sounds of your songs, Niamh. What is inspiring for you at the moment? What are you kind of drawing on when you're writing?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I get really inspired when I hear music that I love or a new artist and I'm like, whoa, okay, so good. I find that really inspiring. Also, I've had a lot of change this year and sort of navigating that and accepting that has been probably my biggest source of inspiration behind the songs I'm working on.
I feel like there is a bit of not quite existential, but there is like a thoughtfulness to these tracks that, does suggest some big changes or some kind of big thinking that you've been doing, Niamh. Do you find you process through music or you do the processing and then kind of document it through your songwriting?
Yeah, totally. I find I'll sort of mulling these things over or returning to them in my thoughts, and then I get to a point where I need to actually properly articulate what's going on, and that's when I get to the point where I just need to write about it, I think. And then once I have that song, it sort of is a form of therapy for me, and I can sing it and listen back to it as I'm feeling those feelings, and yeah, it helps me in that way.
Yeah, totally. Do you find the visual element important? Because there's been two really beautiful videos for these two tracks, from this kind of new era of music for you. The one that's just come out with Could I Reset is lovely. Just like a nice sort of tracking shot of you in the back of what is a very cool looking car. Whose car is that, first of all? It's so sick.
Yeah, we were so lucky to borrow that from a guy called Hank Haling, who's here in Dunedin. Yeah, 57 Chevy. Perfect.
Oh, my God. I love that there's someone called Hank who owns a 57 Chevy. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
me.
Perfect.
But there is something, lovely meditative about that. I feel like everybody does a bit of thinking on long road trips or in the backseat of a car late at night. Was that kind of the headspace you were tapping into with this track, do you feel?
Yeah, definitely. It feels very... To me, the video feels very ambiguous, and I think it's the song, actually.
Oh, sorry, we just lost what you said at the end there. What was that, Niamh?
I think that sort of accompanies the vibe of the song quite nicely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. I think it does. It paints a really beautiful picture. You've also been very busy over the last wee while playing in Shane Carter's band with Dimmer. You'll also be heading off on tour later in the year for that project, which is very exciting. Are you looking forward to giving Dimmer another spin, Neve?
Yes, I'm so happy that we're going on tour again. We haven't started rehearsals yet, but we're about to get into it. So I'm looking forward to seeing them all again if they're all up in Auckland and catching up, which will be great.
That would be very great. It feels like a nice community that's come through that, I guess, reworking of those Dimmer tracks. A lot of cross-generational music making happening there.
Yeah, super cool.
Hey, Neve, if people want to get their hands on the new single, is Bandcamp the best place to go? Where would you recommend?
Yes, definitely Bandcamp. That's always super helpful. But otherwise, it is everywhere on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, all the other ones.
I recommend go watch the video on YouTube, then go buy the song on Bandcamp maybe. Hey Neve, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. We're going to listen to your brand new track, Could I Reset, now. Have a great rest of your day and we'll see you soon.
Oh, thanks for having me.
If I held you close, could I reset? Could I press my lips into your neck? Could I let your hand slip down my back? Oh, I hold my hands in solitude. Withdrawing myself, head down and feeling removed. I'm walking down ice and I'm looking for you. Again. No.
new from Neve Strang. That's Could I Reset? Thanks to Neve for chatting with us this morning. She's been working with SJD and will shortly be getting back with the Dimmer Crew. They're heading off on tour towards the end of the year. You can catch them up here in Tamaki Makaurau at the Power Station on December the 2nd. There are still tickets for that, but I wouldn't muck around, especially if you missed out last time they played at the Hollywood. It was so spectacular. You don't want to miss out a second time. You can grab Neve's track from Bandcamp. You can watch the beautiful new video on YouTube. I highly recommend it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.